Welcome to the Grind and Gratitude Show live. That's right. This is a pre-recorded episode where I went live on May 15th, 2024, talking about how to shatter your limiting beliefs so you can unleash your potential. Now, this is an almost 2-hour live masterclass that was highly interactive. So if you're somebody who's trying to break through limiting beliefs, negative thoughts, all of your setbacks, and you know that you have more potential and you're ready to unleash that potential, I suggest that you listen to this episode. Now, you might want to break out a pen and paper. It was highly interactive. I shared a lot of frameworks and a lot of things that I had been learning, and I broke through 3 secrets that hold people back. So go ahead, take a listen to this episode. And if you're interested in the course that I talk about in this episode, just send me a DM on Instagram at IamDannyStone, and I'll send you more information about the super dope course bundle. Enjoy this episode. You're listening to The Grind and Gratitude Show. I am Danny Stone, and I've dedicated my entire life to helping people win. Win in their careers, win in their businesses, and win in their lives. This podcast is going to help you get on your grind and hustle to create the life that you love and walk in gratitude along the journey. Each episode, I'll teach you tools and tactics and bring you conversations with experts that will help you turn your passion into a thriving online business. Life isn't about wishing for something greater. It's about making it happen. There's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it. Welcome to the Breakthrough Limiting Beliefs Now. I'm super excited to be talking about this topic. And one thing about me is I just like to get to it. So I just want to share this story. Well, let me share a piece of this story. The reason why I believe so powerfully in doing the self-work to break through limiting beliefs is I believe that our limiting beliefs and that negative self-talk stops us from doing so much in our lives. Like every time we have an idea of a goal or a dream, automatically for some of us, that negative voice inside of us holds us hostage. Or sometimes you might even realize this, like maybe you're good at getting started on your goals and dreams, but you're not good at seeing them through because these limiting thoughts and negative beliefs kind of get in the way. And it's happened so many times to me. I remember, I think it was 1998. Actually, it was 2009. And I was hiking high up in the Andes Mountains. Now, I'm not a hiker. Let's just be clear. I'm not a hiker. But at the time, I wanted to go to Brazil. And on my way to Brazil, I thought, you know what? This would be a great opportunity to see one of the wonders of the world. So I decided that I wanted to go to see Machu Picchu. And I went on a 5-day trek, trekking through the mountains, high up in the Andes Mountains in Machu Picchu. And then something happened one day. And I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about that. And that's where I really had to learn to shut down my negative beliefs. So we'll get into that. I'll finish that story in a little bit. But I just want to give a shout out. Shout out to Tracy Smartin, live from Coal Harbor. Good to see you. Shout out to Lovemore. Good to see you in here as well. So let's get into this. I want to talk to you about 3 secrets that I learned to break through limiting beliefs. So there's 3 things that I've learned on my journey as, you know, a coach, as a speaker, and my own personal journey. There's 3 things that I learned about breaking through limiting beliefs that highly successful people know that most of us either know and we don't do, or we just don't know. So I want to let you know these 3 secrets that are going to help all of us to break through limiting beliefs. All right. So before we get into that, I'm not even going to spend a lot of time on this. For those who don't know me, my name is Danny Stone, also known as Coach Stone is in the building. I'm a breakthrough coach, TV guest expert. I'm an author, have a couple of books out, New Me, which I co-wrote with 9 other Black men, and my book there on the right called You Have the Keys, Now Drive. I wrote that 10 years ago, and it's been helping people all over the world change their lives. I'm the host of the Grinding Gratitude Show, which this is right here. We are live. This is the Grinding Gratitude Show live. This is the third time that I've gone live on this show, and I'm really liking it. You've all been asking me to do more of this, so that's what I'm going to do. And I am an international speaker who talks about mindset, limiting beliefs, and all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not saying any of this to brag. I just want to qualify myself just to say that I know a little bit about breaking through limiting beliefs and helping other people to do the same. That's all. That's all this is. So listen, the first secret that I want to let you know about breaking through your limiting beliefs is this. We have to learn to update our programming. Because when you update your programming, you update your life. Now, you're saying, Coach Stone, what are you talking about, update my programming? See, one thing that we all have to understand is that our minds are supercomputers. Like our minds and our brains are supercomputers, right? So whatever we put into it, that's going to be our output. And for a lot of us, we have very bad programming. We have very limited programming. And I can say this, I've coached, you know, probably a few thousand people in my lifetime, probably more. And one of the things that I noticed, and it didn't matter the level of success that the individual had, there was always something that came up around how they thought and their programming. And so when I talk about programming, it's where do your beliefs come from? It's all about the environment you grew up in. It's all about the way that you think. And we're going to talk a little bit about different types of mindsets, whether you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. I'm going to give you a little quiz in a minute, and I'm going to let you determine whether you think you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset and what that means in your life. So just wait for a little bit. But this is really important because I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know about programming your mind for success. I didn't know about programming your mind for happiness, for love. I didn't know any of that. See, I grew up in low-income housing, and I was surrounded by drugs and crime and drug dealers and prostitution. I didn't know that you could program your mind because I was just trying to survive every day. I never used to have goals and dreams. The only goal that I had actually growing up was just to get out of that environment. I was just like, you know, I wish my mom, who was a single mom at the time, raising three kids, I was like, I wish that we could find a way to get out of this environment. That's the only kind of dream that I had. But I didn't know anything about programming your mind for success. And so what I had to learn was that we all have this programming. We all have these core beliefs. And the core beliefs are what is true for you about money, what's true for you about relationships, what's true for you about how you exist in the world. Those are all your core beliefs. And so for many of us, we have this foundation of programming that we may have received or that we picked up along the way. And what we don't realize is that some of those beliefs are blocking us from our blessings. They're blocking us from things that we want, and we don't even realize it because we've had these beliefs our entire life. And it's not until you actually sit back and you think about why you think about the things that you do, why you think the way you do, the actions that you take or the limited actions that you take. That's all programming that we have within us. And so you can't begin to shift your programming to update your life until you understand the programming that you have, right? So the first secret is we have to learn to update our programming if we want to change our lives. And that comes with what I call a reality check. See, so many people lie to themselves, right? I used to lie to myself. Oh, I used to say, yeah, I'm okay. I'm good. I'd go to this job that didn't really bring me joy and happiness. And people would say, ask me how my job's going. And I'm like, it's okay. It pays the bills. You know, I wasn't happy with my health and wellness, but I would just tell people I'm okay with being 40 pounds overweight. So we get in this middle of the road living where we just lie to ourselves and we try to tell ourselves, I'm okay. But we're really not okay. We really want more out of life. Every single person, it doesn't matter what they have. It doesn't matter how much money they have. It doesn't matter how much love they have. It doesn't matter, you know, how great relationships they have. It doesn't matter how much joy and happiness they have. We all want more out of life. But the problem is, one, the programming that we have doesn't allow us to dream bigger and take bigger action. And two, we get deterred by setbacks. See, maybe you've tried to achieve some things in the past. Maybe you really had this, you had this big goal or this big dream and you took a little bit of action and maybe you fell off track and never got back on track. Or maybe you were really excited about this dream and you went and told somebody and that person shut you down and told you all the reasons that you can't achieve that. And so we hang on to all of those things, but we have to learn to break through those limiting beliefs. And that's what this is all about today. You guys good with this? Let me know if you're liking the content so far. Leave a comment. Give me a thumbs up. This is a question that I ask myself many, many times. And this is a question that I ask a lot of my coaching clients. Where do your beliefs come from? So that's my question to you. Let me know in the chat, where do your beliefs come from? I'm curious to know. I've asked this question so many times to so many people, and it's a question that a lot of people haven't really thought about. And for some people, they really have to think about why they think the way they do or why they believe the things they believe. So where do our beliefs come from? Tracy said, all good, enjoying the content. Awesome. I see Craig. Craig's in the building. Welcome, Craig. Always a pleasure hearing you speak, my guy. Love it. Love it. So you all let me know, where do our beliefs come from? This is going to be very important. So I want you to answer in the chat. Okay. Tracy Smartin said, my mother. Absolutely. Definitely can agree with that one. Anybody else? Where do our beliefs come from? Just type as many as you think. Just type them all out. I know some of mine definitely came from my mother as well. Where do our beliefs come from? Now, this is a very important piece of updating your programming. Craig said our environment. Absolutely. Absolutely. See, if we want to take our life to another level, and this is what I want people to understand. It's okay to want more in your life. You don't have to apologize because you have a big goal or a big dream. There's no apology necessary. But what we have to do is we have to understand where we got our programming so that we can get back to dreaming big. And then we can push through the pain and push through the negative thoughts and limiting beliefs. And this starts with this one question. So I'm happy that you're all answering this. Lovemore said, childhood, culture, self-belief. This is amazing. Yes. Angeli's in the building. Angeli said, parents, grandparents, extended family, community. You're all so right. So we have to understand why we think what the way we think. And it comes from all of those places. You're all like, in my mind, you're right. So it comes from our teachers, the schools we went to, the environments we grew up in, what we saw with our parents. Did you come from a single parent household, a two parent household? Did you see loving relationships? Did you see a lot of arguing and fighting amongst your parents? That helps to shape what you believe to be true about relationships. Social media, you know, what you see in social media, what you watch, what you consume helps to shift your mind and your beliefs. Money. What did you hear about money growing up? I don't know about you, but you know, I heard my mom was a single mom at multiple times. And so there was never enough money. Money doesn't grow on trees. You got to work hard for your money. These are all the things that I heard about money. Let me know anything that you've heard about money. So it had a negative sort of connotation. Money for me has always been a challenge, right? Because of my beliefs growing up. You know, there was never enough money. We grew up in low-income housing. You know, whenever I would ask for, you know, something, my mom just never had the money to pay for it. So when it comes to money, I have to do, and I still am doing, a lot of work to break through my limiting beliefs about money and what I deserve and how much I can make. So money was a big one for me. And then also the neighborhoods and the environments that we grew up in. So all of these things are a part of my programming. And here's what we all have to understand. All of the core beliefs that you have, all of the core things that you believe to be true about the world, about love, about money, about relationships, think about this, were formed in your mind before the age of 7. There's a lot of statistics and data that says our core beliefs, what we know to be true for us about the world, about money, relationships, love, those core beliefs were formed before the age of 7. So the things that you think to be true about your life and about what's possible at its core, most of those beliefs were formed before the age of 7. So that's the programming that we have. And if we got that information and that programming from our teachers, our environments, what our parents said, what they didn't say about social media, money, the environments we grew up in, then we have outdated programming. So we have to update our programming if we want to update our lives. And we have to challenge what we think to be true. And for me, in my own life and in coaching thousands of people, there's a lot of limiting beliefs about money, about relationships, about wanting being able to achieve bigger things that no one in your family has been able to achieve. I know I always hear so many limiting beliefs around those things. So y'all can let me know if you have any limiting beliefs around any of these things. But for me, it's like I didn't see loving relationships growing up. So I never knew that I could be in a loving relationship because I never saw any. I didn't have money growing up. Money never grew on trees, as my mother and my aunts and uncles and grandparents used to say. So I never thought that there was an abundance of money out there for me. So let me know some of the things that you may have heard growing up, any other limiting beliefs, or if any of this rings true for you. Tracy said, we never talked about money other than we didn't have it. 1,000%, Tracy. I completely agree with you on that one. Dr. Vibe is in the building. Greetings, Dr. Vibe. Good to see you. So the secret number one of the three secrets I want to tell you is, if you want to change your life, you got to update your programming. And if you want to update your programming and what you think is possible for you, you got to go back to the source. You got to go back to the root to understand where that initial programming, those core beliefs came from. And this is where most of our beliefs come from. So if you want to challenge your beliefs, if you want to break through, you got to understand where they came from. And here's what I want to say too. I don't want it to seem like our parents and our grandparents and maybe even the environments that we grew up in were bad. All I'm saying is that for a lot of our parents or a lot of our teachers or adults that we looked up to or the friends that we had at that time, they only had limited information, right? I don't know about you, but my mom was an immigrant. She immigrated from Jamaica. So, you know, trying to be an immigrant or trying to survive back in the 80s, 90s, or whenever, it was a different time for a lot of our parents. They don't have the luxuries that we have now with the internet and access to information. So the information that we got from our parents, our teachers, and adults was very limited. And now we have this limited information, and we've been holding on to it for years and years and years, and we don't understand that in some cases, some of that information is blocking us from the blessings that we deserve. So they can't teach us what they didn't know themselves. Absolutely, Tracy. Jaycel said, facts. We have to update our programming. Any of this look familiar to you? I'm always broke. I will never. I'm not worthy of. I'll never be fit. I'm too old or too young. I just don't have enough time. I'm not smart enough. I will never be successful. For me, I've said all of these many, many times. And I believed all of these many, many times. And because I believed all of these many, many times, I was held in place, living a mediocre life. And when I say mediocre, it doesn't mean for me, I was a mediocre life because I was waking up every day doing the same thing over and over and it wasn't bringing me joy and happiness. It wasn't giving me clarity. I wasn't making the impact that I wanted to make. And so for years, I would just hit snooze 10 times, get out of bed, go to a job that I complained about, come home, eat, do the same thing all over again. And I would have a goal or a dream and I'd have it in my mind. And the second that it came, I would say one of these things to myself. I don't know how to do that. I'll never be able to start a business. I can't write a book. I'll never be able to get a corporate job because I'm a university dropout. All of these limiting beliefs. So I've said all of these things a million times, and I probably still do say some of these things. It's not about what you say. It's about how quickly you can shut down that thought and push through. So these are just some of the things. I'm sure we all have some. If there's any other ones that you've said to yourself, definitely let me know in the chat. I'd love to see any of these other limiting beliefs that you've said or limiting thoughts that you've had. These are pretty common ones. So when we stay in this mode of undeserving, of not being enough, of not being able to get what you want, when you stay in that mode, you either have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. But when you stay in this limiting belief, I can't do this, things just are the way they are, I'm going to just accept it, that's what we call a fixed mindset. So a fixed mindset says that things can't change. Intelligence is static. You can't get smarter. You can't figure things out. You can't get new information. That's a fixed mindset. And people who have fixed mindsets, they avoid challenges. They don't like challenges. They don't like a lot of change. They want things to be exactly the same. They want to be comfortably uncomfortable. They want to be comfortably uncomfortable. See, they're not really comfortable with where they are, but they're not in a place where they want to make change either because they know it's going to be difficult. They give up easily whenever there's obstacles or challenges in front of them. If you have a fixed mindset, you see effort as fruitless. You're like, why bother? I'm overweight. Why bother going to the gym? I'm never going to lose the weight. I'm broke. Why bother trying to get a second job? The government's just going to take my money anyway. I don't know how to start a business, and if I did, it probably would fail. Fixed mindset are people who think like that. If you have a fixed mindset, you ignore useful information. And this is one that's really interesting because I see a lot of people that say the right things. Oh, yeah, Coach Stone. Yeah, I know I got to drink more water. I know I got to exercise. Yeah, I know about investing. They know, they know, they know, they know. But they never execute. Or they just completely ignore useful information altogether. And there's a lot of people like this. There's a lot of people that know all the right things to say. You know, they can quote this person and quote that, but they're not open to new information and new feedback, and they don't execute. They're the people who want to be students forever, but they never want to get out into the real world. And if you are a person who has a fixed mindset, you're threatened by other people's success. You don't want to be around other successful people because you're threatened by their success. That is a fixed mindset. So we go back and forth between all of these, but for some of us, we spend a majority of our time in one or the other. So that's the fixed mindset. A growth mindset means that intelligence can be developed. They embrace challenges. It's okay to have a setback. They learn from mistakes and failures from themselves and other people. They persist despite obstacles. They see effort as a path of mastery. They're like, I got to master this thing. I got to figure this thing out. That's what happens when you have a growth mindset. You learn from criticism from other people, right? Are you the type of person that can take criticism? Do you ask for feedback or you don't want it? And they're not jealous of people. If you have a growth mindset, you're inspired by other people. You're inspired by their success, by their stories, their journey. In the chat, let me know where you spend a majority of your time. Are you more in the fixed mindset and the growth mindset? And look, there is no judgment here. This is about being honest. A majority of the time, where are you? Are you a very pessimistic person? Then you're probably fixed mindset. Are you open-minded? Do you see things as challenges? Then you're probably growth. Let me know where you spend a majority of your time. Tracy said both. Where do you spend a majority of your time? Let me hear from you. I would say for me, there was a time where I was a very, not, I wouldn't say overly negative person, but I was a somewhat pessimistic person. I couldn't see a brighter future at many points in my life. And I had to learn to develop a more positive mindset. And it took a lot of work. I'm not going to act like this happened overnight. I've had a lot of setbacks in my life, and it took a lot of work for me to break through that negative mindset and understand that a lot of the things that happened in my life were for me, not to me. But it was a lot of coaching and personal development books and conferences, fixed most of the time, but I do the work on my development. That's great. That's great, Tracy. And the thing I want to just say to you, Tracy, and to anyone else, but to you, Tracy, the thing I want to say to you is this. What you just typed here and said that you have a fixed mindset most of the time, but you're working on developing it, developing into a more growth mindset. Most of us need to give ourselves a reality check. And I want to commend you because so many of us lie to ourselves about where we are in our lives. We lie. And if you continue to lie to yourself, you're never going to unleash your true potential. You're never going to create a better life for yourself and your family. And a lot of us don't even want to look in the mirror and speak the truth to ourselves in the mirror. And it all starts with this reality check and understanding, like, you know, things have happened in my life, and going back and looking at key situations or looking at things that happened throughout your childhood and being honest about what it was then and how it affects you now so that we can move through it. So I just want to acknowledge you for that, Tracy, because I think that's really, really important. Tracy said, I do the work on the development. Awesome. I'm moving at a slow pace. A slow pace is better than no pace. Listen, a slow pace is better than no pace. So we are talking about the fixed mindset. Do you have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset? Again, I used to be so far over on the fixed side. And it was through a lot of work, self-reflection, being honest with where my programming came from. All of that kind of helped me to shift my mindset. And now I would say I'm definitely more on a growth mindset. Now, here's the thing about being in a growth mindset. When you're in a growth mindset and you look at things from a more positive perspective, now I'm not saying that you don't acknowledge challenges. I'm not saying that you don't have setbacks. I'm not saying you don't feel sad or angry. But when you spend a majority of your time in a growth mindset, what happens is you're actually able to figure out challenging situations a lot quicker. You're actually able to see opportunities that you never saw before. See, when you're negative, you miss opportunities all the time. You don't see opportunities coming your way. Because maybe they don't come packaged the way that you expect, or because you're so focused on what's not working, you got to shift your mind to what is working. What are you grateful for? How do you wake up every single day? Are you grateful for what you have? Do you value your friendships, your health, your all of the things that you have in your life? So you have to understand where you spend a majority of your time. Is it a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? And where does that programming come from? I love quotes. I'm a quote guy. And I love this quote by Steve Maraboli. He says, stop lying to yourself. When we deny our truth, we deny our potential. And I always say, stop the lies, speak the truth. a lot of these limiting beliefs and negative thoughts that you have are lies. They're not true. Because when you say, I'll never, how do you know you'll never? When you say, I'm not worthy, according to who? We have to stop these lies that we're telling ourselves and start understanding what the truth is. The truth is that you have a champion inside of you. You know, about a few years ago, I had my consulting and coaching business, and I don't know what came over me. Yeah, I wrote my book, You Have the Keys Now, Drive, in 2014. And I've been on this journey of self-discovery and really trying to understand myself so that I could be a better service to my coaching clients and to the world. And I remember one day just like saying to myself, like, you have greatness in you. I just looked in the mirror one day and said, you have greatness in you. There's, you know, Danny, there's something special about you. And I started pumping myself up. And then I said, you have a champion inside of you. You have greatness within you. And I said this to myself in the mirror. And it was kind of just like, I kind of just brushed it off. And then I kept thinking about it. You have a champion inside of you. You have greatness. And it really did register with me. Like, we all have a champion inside of us. And when you think about what a champion is someone who puts in the hard work, who's consistent, who takes action daily, who has a big goal or a big dream that may seem impossible, but they put in the work to execute every single day. And if they have a setback or a failure, they learn from that, they take that information, and they use it to find a way around and through it until they achieve that goal or that dream. And it's never a straight line. When we think of people that we admire, when we think of people we consider to be champions, like Michael Jordan or Serena Williams, or people who are highly successful like Elon Musk or whatever, all we see is the victories. We don't see the challenges. We don't see the self-doubt. We don't see the failures. We don't see how many times they wanted to quit. We don't even see how many times they actually quit. We see them at the winner's circle. And so for you, you have a champion inside of you. You have greatness within you, but we have to learn to break through these limiting beliefs. And every time that we have a setback or a failure, that's just information. It's information that you can use to find a way around or through your situation. So I believe that you have a champion inside of you, so much so that I renamed my company Champion You. Because I want to see that champion inside of you. That's what I believe. And this is why understanding where your beliefs come from. This is why learning to go from a fixed mindset to a more open-minded way of thinking is going to help you to push through all of those limiting beliefs when you don't think that something's possible. Let's see here. Jay said, I'm hearing you twice with a slight delay. I won't be able to continue. Is everybody hearing me? Am I echoing to everybody? Is there an echo for everyone? Let me know. Let me know if I'm echoing. Let's keep going here. You can hear me clearly. Jaycel says she can hear me clearly. Okay, Jay. Maybe there's something going on with where you're listening. Jaycel says she can hear me clearly. You guys want me to drop? Tracy said good on my end, no echo. Are you ready for secret number two? Are you ready for secret number two? Let me know if you're ready for secret number two. Type yes in the chat if you're ready for secret number two. This is a good one. Ready for secret number two? How to break through limiting beliefs, unleash your potential. I have secret number two on deck. Okay. Angeli said yes. Tracy said yes. All right, here we go. Secret number two is this. Negative thoughts are not yours. You think that you own your thoughts, and you do to a certain extent. But these negative thoughts don't belong to you. I didn't know this. When I sat down to write my book, You Have the Keys Now, Drive, I sat down, I decided I wanted to write a book. Automatically, this voice pops in my head. Danny, you're not a writer. You're not a good writer. You were bad at writing in school. What makes you think you can write a book? And who's going to read the book? You're a university dropout. All of these negative thoughts popped in my head in 2014 when I decided to write this book. It was just like I was just overwhelmed with all of these negative thoughts. And I started to write, and then I stopped. I'm like, I can't write this book. I started to listen to the negative thoughts. And then I had to start to go do some work. And I had to say, well, where is this coming from? Again, you got to go back to the root. And for me, one of the things that came up for me was when I started to do that self-work, I remember a teacher in high school telling me I was a bad writer. She said, Danny, you're just not a good writer. It's not your strength. You're going to have to work really, really hard at it. And she was really hard on me. Now, there's a difference between giving someone the truth, but she came at me. And, you know, I ended up barely passing her course. But I always remembered that. And then I had another teacher that told me I wasn't a bad writer. So there was a few teachers that told me I wasn't a bad writer. And as I sat down and I wanted to write that book in 2014, and that voice came and said, you're not a good writer. No one's going to read this book. Your stories aren't that interesting. I realized in that moment, that wasn't my voice. It was those teachers that didn't believe in me, those family members that didn't believe in me. So those negative thoughts didn't even belong to me. And when I thought about whose voice that was, it wasn't even mine. But I adopted it like it was my own voice. And maybe that's the case for you. Maybe there's a big goal or a big dream that you really want. And every time you start to take action on it, that voice comes. You're not good enough. Why are you doing this? You failed before. In that moment, you got to pause and ask yourself, whose voice is this? And if you dig deep enough, it's probably not your voice. It's probably somebody who didn't believe in you. Somebody who told you you weren't good enough, not smart enough, someone who didn't believe in your dream. Usually it's not our own voice. I didn't realize that at that time until I actually sat with it. And Jelly said, I'm ready for this one. We're ruminating on old programming from our environment, past experiences, etc. Absolutely. What I want to say to all of you is, for me, what really changed my life, and I'm not even saying that I'm living the life that I want to, but when I look at where I am now from where I was 2 years ago, 3, 5, 10, I'm light years ahead. And the reason that I'm light years ahead is because I had to do these reality checks. I had to sit with myself and be honest. I had to be honest. Yes, I had to take responsibility for some of my failures and setbacks. Yes, I had to take responsibility for the wrongdoings I had done to other people. Yes, you have to do all of that. But I also had to ask myself, like, where do all of my beliefs and my programming come from? These negative thoughts, where does this come from? And I had to do a lot of that self-work to break through. And what I find is people who are living life on their own terms, they have the freedom they want, the money they want. I find that they do reality checks often. They check in with themselves. They check themselves. They go from spending enough time in self-care to getting into action and taking massive action. They surround themselves with people who are smarter than they are because they know they don't have all the information. And so anytime that you think that you can't do something or you think that you're not capable or you're not worthy, ask yourself whose voice that is. Identify that and identify it as a lie. I'm going to give you a tool that's going to help you to break through negative thoughts when they arise just in a minute. And then the other thing I want you to do is find out who can help you. See, often we think that when we have a goal or a dream that it's dependent on us and our knowledge and our information. It's never just about you. If you want to know how to do something, if you want to know how to achieve a goal, if you want to know how to find love, if you want to know how to make more money, if you want to know how to lose weight, if you want to know how to buy a house, if you want to know more about how you can be more emotionally intelligent, it all comes down to one thing. Who can help you? Who can help you? See, we get discouraged because we think we don't have the information or we beat ourselves up over not being smart enough or not having the answers. And that's okay. You don't have to have the answers for everything. You have to be open enough to be honest with yourself to say, look, I need some help here. I don't have the information. And go out and find the help. You can find the help in books, seminars, get coaches, join communities. Find out the who's that you need to help you break through these limiting beliefs and get the information and the knowledge that you need to take your life to another level. For me, it was people like Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Robin Sharma, Lisa Nichols, Jim Rohn, Ed Milet. These are all people that I've been following for so many years and getting their courses and their programs, my own personal coaches that I've hired, because they had to help me to break through these limiting beliefs and these negative thoughts and show me what they had already done so I could follow their path. Jay said, I started listening, hearing you twice. Okay. So is this making sense to you all? Secret number two is you got to check your thoughts because they're probably not your own. These lies, I call your negative thoughts lies, right? We lie to ourselves. And if you're going to lie to yourself, why not make it a positive lie? Why not say I'm amazing? Why not say I'm a billionaire? Why not say I have houses in 5 different countries? If you're going to lie, why not make it a good lie? Why make it a bad lie? Why make it a bad lie? Why make it a negative, limiting lie? If you're going to lie to yourself, make it a great lie. Even if you don't think it's possible, lie the other way. I'm amazing. I can't wait to be on to the Today Show. I can't wait to be on Good Morning America. Ed Milet's going to be amazed when he has me on his podcast. When I make that next $10 million, I'm going to help so many people. Why not change the lie? Like, we can do that. We can do that. So let's change the lie. Type change the lie in the chat if you love that. And Jelly said, love that positive lie, aka positive redirection. Boom, there it is. Let's try some positive redirection. And that is that's great. Positive redirection. And if you want to talk about positive redirection, before I give you guys this tool that's going to help you, when that negative voice speaks to you, when does that voice speak the loudest to you? Is there a particular time that negative voice, that voice that holds you back speaks the loudest to you? Maybe it's every time you think about taking action on a certain goal or a dream. Maybe it's every time you're around a specific person. Maybe it's every time you're in a specific place. When does that negative voice speak the loudest? Angeli said, hashtag change the lie. Let me know in the chat, when does that voice speak the loudest? And Jelly said, when I'm trying new things, new initiatives, new spaces. Absolutely. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with having negative thoughts. We should have negative thoughts. We should have thoughts that are trying to protect us. Because what happens is our brain is designed to protect us. Our brain's designed to not let us get in spaces and places that are going to harm us. And for many of us, when we have this goal or this idea or this dream, your brain is trying to help you not fail again because it remembers the last time you failed, how hard it was for you. So that negative voice just shows up at certain points in time to say, hey, hold on, you tried this before, or this is different, or this is new. Watch yourself, protect yourself. And that's good. That's a good thing. That's how we survive as humans, right? We have this information that tries to help us and protect us. But there's times when that negative voice it deters us from taking action that we know we want to take. Tracy said, when it's time to make the next step in my progress. Absolutely. I've been there. I remember 2014 when I was ready to make the transition from the corporate world into my consulting business. I was absolutely terrified. And for me, the whole process was going great. I did all the research about how to start a consulting company, how to do websites, how to, do consulting calls. I did all of the work. I was good. I was in and out. of doing the work, but I got to the point where I was finally ready to announce that I had my consulting business. And that's when all the negative voices just hit me. What are you doing? You don't know anything about running a consulting business. Stay at this corporate job. All of this, it all just hit me. So I can relate, Tracy. I was good. And then when I hit that point where it was time for me to announce that I had my consulting company, I froze. And it took me a couple of days to really just launch my website and send out emails telling people, hey, I have my own consulting company. So I was good up until a few of the steps of the process. So you have to identify this for yourself. You have to identify this for yourself. Is it like Tracy said, at certain points in the process, you just freeze and you just can't go any further? Well, then you have to become a private investigator and investigate, well, why is it every time you get to that point, you freeze and you stop? Or why is it every time you get to the point where you're just about ready to get started, you just don't start? Or why is it every time you tell a specific person about a goal or a dream, they tell you all the reasons it's not going to work and you let them talk you out of it? Why is it that you continue to go back to that person even though you know they're not supportive of you? The quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions that you ask yourself. That's what Tony Robbins said. If you want to take your life to another level, if you want to unleash more potential in your life, then you have to ask yourself difficult questions that you've been avoiding for months or years. And when you ask yourself those questions, be honest when the answer finally comes to you. And then you got to take action on it. That's how you take your life to another level. Angeli said, it's really fear of failing or perfectionism. Yeah, you know, the fear of failing is really interesting. I think for a lot of us, we're afraid of failing. And for me, at least, I was afraid of failing, and I still am a little bit, but not as much as I used to be. But I think for me, it was really the fear of what other people would say if I failed. Like, if I failed in silence, I think it would have been okay. But I think for me, it was the fear of failing and having other people know that I failed. And the way that I kind of moved away from that and started caring less and less about what other people thought about my failures was I got really clear about what it is that I wanted to do in my life, who I wanted to help, what my mission was. What I realize is the more clear you are about what you want, and how you want to help and serve other people, and why that's important to you, the less you start to care about failing in other people's opinions. That's just what I've seen in my own life and in my coaching clients' lives. The more clear we are about what it is that we want, the more clear about the impact that we want to make, the more clear we are about our purpose and our mission and why that's so important to us, the less we care about what failing looks like and what other people have to say about failure. That's just in my own personal experience. Jay Sell said, it's like Jesus' experience in the wilderness. He had to stand 10 toes down on the word. He professed the truth. What an example. Absolutely. It's very challenging for me to get people to understand that you can achieve so much more in your life. It's very difficult because of the people's programming. It's very difficult for me to get people to understand that, like, if you just start taking action and if you get really clear about what it is that you want and why it's so important and valuable to you, it'll start to open up the how. So you got to get really clear about the what you want and the why it's important. And when you stay focused on that, the how is going to come to you. But for many of us, we start with the how, and it's usually how we can't. So get really clear about what it is that you want in all areas of your life that matter. What do you want in terms of your relationships? What do you want in terms of your health and wellness? What do you want in terms of your finances? What do you want in terms of your personal development for your family, for your kids, your relationship? Get really clear about that. Be honest with where you are right now and then where you want that to be, and look at that gap. Where's the gap between where you are right now and where you want to be? And every single time it requires a mindset shift. It requires you to break through limiting beliefs. But at least if you start with that and you can figure out the gap, the how is going to start to come. I've seen it time and time again. So let's get clear about what it is that we want in all areas of your life and then where you want to go. And once you do that, now you can start to take action, make a plan, connect with the right people, do all of the things that's going to make that a reality. But most of us just aren't clear about what we want. So we have the shiny thing syndrome. We start on this thing, then we see something else. We drop that. We go over here. We drop that. We go over there. Okay, I start to go to the gym because I want to, you know, get healthy. We drop that because we get discouraged. Then we do this other thing. We make ourselves keep busy so that we don't have to take action on the real things that are going to move our life forward, me included. I've done this many, many times. So I keep busy with all these things, but my life isn't changing in any way. And that's because we have to make that mindset shift. Once you get clear about what it is that you want in all areas of your life that are important, why it's a must, where you are right now and where you want to go, and then you start taking action, the how is going to come. You can change your life in 90 days if you commit to your major goals. I've achieved things in 90 days that I thought were going to take me years. I wrote a book in 90 days. I launched a podcast in 2 weeks. I landed my highest paid speaking gig once I committed to it in about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. You can do a lot of things in 90 days if you do those things that I just talked about: clarity, focus, and discipline. And Jelly said, thank you for the clarity tip on goals to negate, minimize fear of failing. Yeah. Get really clear about what it is that you want. Stop focusing on other people. Here's what we have to understand. Listen, the thing about us being worried about what other people have to say if we fail on a goal or a dream is this. Most of the time, the people that are criticizing you or don't believe in you aren't even taking action on the goals and dreams that they have. So why are we so focused on what other people have to say? I focus on what my creator has to say. I don't put my trust in my desire for somebody to believe in me in other people. Now, there's times when I want them to believe in me, but it's not the end all be all if they don't. I'm still going to do it. Of course, I want, you know, my family and my friends and people that I admire to believe in me, but if they don't, it's okay. Because you got to make your why bigger than your whining. Make your why bigger than your whining. Make the reasons why you want to achieve a goal or a dream bigger than all of the excuses, other people's opinions, the negative thoughts, the limiting beliefs. Make that why so much bigger than all that stuff that you take action anyway. Tracy said, I agree. This is good. I'm loving this. Now, I promised that I was going to give you a tool that's going to help you to shut down negative thoughts. And this is really powerful. I don't know when I kind of discovered this or kind of created this, but this is very, very powerful. We have to learn to shut down negative thoughts before they become beliefs. We have to learn to shut down negative thoughts before they become beliefs. So when they're in your mind and your brain and they're floating around, that's okay. But if they get into your heart, is going to be more difficult to break through. So how do you shut down a negative thought as it's coming in? Well, this is one way. This is something I've been using for years and my coaching clients have been using. It's called catch, release, replace. Catch, release, replace. So what happens is you want to catch the negative thought, you want to release it and let it go, and you want to replace it with the truth. Something more powerful and positive. So the way it works is like this. That time that I thought that I couldn't write the book. I didn't know how to write a book. All those negative thoughts were just hitting me all at one time. You're not a good writer. No one's going to read it, blah, blah, blah. I had to catch those thoughts. And what happens is sometimes these negative thoughts is your brain's way of trying to protect you from pain. So I had to catch it and say, one, where are these thoughts coming from? Whose voice is it? And then what I had to do after I caught the thought, just like stop and be aware of the thoughts, the next thing I had to do was release it. I had to say, thank you, brain, for trying to protect me. And I just let it go like a cloud in the sky. You release it. You let it go. You thank your brain for trying to protect you. Thank you. Let it go. Then you replace it with the truth. And the truth for me at that time when writing the book was, I've never written a book, but I know I'll figure it out. I know this is going to be a bestseller. I know this is going to help at least one person. And that's the truth. That's exactly what happened in 2014 when I sat down to write the book. All these negative thoughts came in. I was overwhelmed. I just stopped. Where is this coming from? Whose voice is this? I was aware. Then I let it go. I just released it like a cloud in the sky. I said, you know what? Thank you for that information. Thank you, brain. I just let it go. And then I replaced it with, I'll figure it out. This is going to be a best-selling book. If it helps one person, it's worth it. And that was 2014. And since then, You Have the Keys Now Drive. My book has reached readers in 6 or 7 different countries and has helped lots of people. That is the power of shutting down a thought before it becomes a belief. You want to catch it. Think about the source. Where is it coming from? Whose voice is it? You want to release it, let it go like a cloud in the sky. And you want to replace it with something more powerful and true. Let me know if this makes sense to you. Let me know if you can see yourself using catch, release, replace. Let me know if you can see yourself using this. It was a real mindset shift for me, because I would just ruminate on limiting beliefs and negative thoughts, and then I just wouldn't take action. And one thing about me is I'm really good at starting. I'm really good at getting things started. I just go. I go. If I make up my mind to do something, I go. And then at some point, the self-doubt, the limiting thoughts, the negative thoughts come in, and that's when sometimes I just stop. And this, for me, has been so powerful. And the reason why I think this has been powerful for me and my coaching clients is this. We just think our thoughts are our thoughts. We believe the lies that we're telling ourselves. And when you get to the source of information, it changes everything. That's why a reality check is so important. Where is this information coming from? Whose voice is this? How long have I been believing this? What happened in my life for me to get to this point where I believe that? It's these powerful questions that you ask yourself that are actually going to help you to unleash that potential. So for me, catch, release, replace is a really quick way to check your thoughts, find out the source, where is it coming from, let it go, thank your brain and for trying to protect you, and then replacing it with the truth. Even if you don't know how, even if you don't have all the information, giving yourself credit for being able to figure out a way to make it your reality. Tracy said, I can use this. I love it. I love it. This is good stuff. Secret number 3, and I've said this many, many times, start before you're ready. You are never going to be fully ready to take action on a big goal or a big dream that you've never been able to achieve. You're never going to be completely ready. And so there is no perfect time. There's no perfect situation, no perfect person. There's never a perfect anything to get started. Think about all of the things that you've achieved in your life. That first job that you had, that promotion, learning how to drive, graduating high school, university. You did so many things before you were ready. And you have to remind yourself, there is no perfect time. And here's another thing. Perfectionism is another form of procrastination. Perfectionism is procrastination disguised. So when you say to yourself, I just want this to be perfect, I just got to wait till this is ready, and then once this is lined up, and then once I have this money amount, much amount of money in my bank account, and then once the business looks like this, and then perfectionism is a way to procrastinate. Because if failure is information, the sooner you get started, the sooner you're going to have information and you can adjust. So don't let perfectionism, the fear of failure, procrastination stop you from getting started. J-Cell said, loving secret number three. Yes. I've started so many things before I was ready. And as a result, I learned to get better and better and better over time. You're never going to be great at anything in the beginning. So if that's the case, why not just start messy? Start from where you are. Start with what you have. Just start. And I often talk about this big lie. This is one of the biggest lies that society has told us. So many times in our lives, we've heard, you just got to start. Just get started. You just got to believe in yourself to get started. Well, what if you don't believe in yourself? In our minds, if I don't believe in myself fully, then I can't start. That's not true. Belief doesn't come from the beginning. Progress equals belief. The more progress you make on a goal or a dream, the more you believe that it's possible. When I was 45 pounds overweight, I never thought that I could lose the weight. I just never thought I could do it. And then I woke up one day and I said, you know what? I identify as an athlete. I identify as someone who's healthy. That's the other thing. If you learn to shift your identity, that's very powerful. Instead of saying, I haven't smoked for 5 years, saying I'm a non-smoker. That's an identity shift. You all get that? See, the words that we say to ourselves matter. And if you learn to shift your identity, that's going to take your life to a whole new level. But it's interesting because I've met people who said, they counted the days. They said, I haven't smoked for 5 or 6 years. But if you're counting the days, then that means that there's a potential for you to go back to smoking. And then I've met people who said, I'm a non-smoker, but that they used to smoke, but now they identify as non-smokers. So identity shift is a massive, massive part. I know that's not what we're talking about here, but that's really important. So progress equals belief. The more progress you make on a goal or a dream, then we got to go back to secret number three. You got to start before you're ready. Start before you're ready, and you'll start to make progress. And as you start to make progress, you can adjust your plan along the way. You can connect with people who can show you a better way, a more efficient way. But progress equals belief, so you got to start. You got to start before you're ready. Tracy said, just do it. And here's something that Tony Robbins talks about. He talks a lot about peak state. When you're in a peak state, P-E-A-K, when you're in a peak state, that is the optimum time to take action. And usually when you're in a peak state, it's that time that you're excited about a goal or a dream. Like today, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm really going to lose weight. I'm really going to go out and launch my business. That is the perfect time to start. Don't say tomorrow or next week. If you're excited about something, if you're fired up, do something in that moment. In that moment, whether it's writing down some ideas, jumping online and doing some research, buying a book in that moment, taking a course. In that moment, when you are fired up, you are in the peak state. And when you're in peak state, that's the time you want to take action. Because by saying I'm going to do it next week or tomorrow or some other time, it's another way for you to procrastinate. And there is always something you can do in the moment. I promise you, regardless of what it is that you want, there's always something you can do in that moment. Whether it's research, whether it's connecting with somebody, whether it's you know, absorbing some content, whether it's making a plan, whether it's writing things down, whether it's listening to an affirmation on the thing that you're trying to get. There's always something you can do in that moment. So when you're in peak state, you have this idea, you're fired up. I want to achieve this goal or this dream, or I want this for me and my partner, or I want this for my kids. In that moment, you got to start before you're ready. You got to start before you're ready. And what'll happen is that energy and that excitement will make you want to keep going. You're like, okay, I started. I took a little bit of action. The next day you decide you're going to do something else and something else until you start to formulate a plan, your own personal plan to make this your reality. Here's the thing about taking action. A lot of us take a little bit of action. We trick ourselves into be like, okay, I'm kind of going to do a little something today. And we get into this little bit. And a little bit of action is okay for a while, but you need to get into massive action. Right? You want massive change. If you want a drastic unleash of your potential, you got to go 10x, not 2x. There's a book called 10x is easier than 2x, I believe. I think Dr. Ben Hardy and someone else. If you have a goal or a dream, be big and be bold. Don't play small. Because what happens is if you set a big goal or a big dream and you decide to take action in that moment, and you start to think about the goal and the plan, it actually forces you to take massive action. You're like, oh, well, you know, instead of walking 5 minutes today, I'm going to walk 30 minutes. And guess what? If you don't walk 30, maybe you walk 20. It's more than the five that you promised yourself. So we got to be bold. And when you're bold and you think 10X and you think, you know, about getting uncomfortable, it's going to push you. If you're trying to change your life, if you're trying to unleash your potential, if you're trying to achieve something you've never achieved before, you got to be bold. You got to put it out there. You got to go 10X, not 2X. And when you focus on the 10X, it's going to speed up the amount of action that you take every single day. And therefore, it's going to speed up your progress. That's why people are able to achieve goals that would have taken them 3 or 4 years and 90 days, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, because they say, I'm going 10X. I'm going big. I'm going bold. Is this making sense to you? Let me know in the chat. If progress equals belief, you got to start before you're ready. And here's the thing. This is why self-reflection is so powerful. I know everybody who's watching this live. I know everybody who's listening to the replay. I know that you've all done this before. I know you've all started before you were ready before. You have. But you got to remind yourself of that, because every time a new goal or a new dream or something is there for you and it's uncomfortable, you forget that you started before you were ready before. So we have to remind ourselves. If you're loving the content, make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure that you subscribe to the Grind and Gratitude Show podcast. This is the kind of content that we drop all the time. Progress equals belief. So I love this. I think it was 2009. I was, as I started to tell you in the beginning, I was trekking through the Andes Mountains. I decided that I wanted to go to Machu Picchu. And I love this quote. A setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback. That's all it is. Every time you have a setback, a misstep, a failure, it's just a setup for a comeback. So in 2009, day five into a five-day trek, what would happen is I flew into the Andes Mountains to Cusco, which is where one of the seven wonders of the world is, Machu Picchu. I decided I wanted to do a five-day trek. So what would happen is you would start in a small town, and you would work your way up to Machu Picchu. Every day we would trek about eight hours a day, 8 to 10 hours we would trek. And I had never done this before. You know, as you can see from this picture, I didn't even have the proper gear. I was wearing basketball shorts. I was wearing the wrong sneakers. I didn't know anything about hiking and trekking, obviously. So we're day five. This is our final day of trekking. We're going through the last leg of the trek. And what happens is we all start running out of water. So everyone's like, oh, okay, who has water? There's a group of about 10 of us plus our two guides. None of us had water. We all start to panic and freak out. And we're like, what are we going to do? We don't have any water. And we, at that point, we had about another maybe 3 hours left, 3 or 4 hours left. And we were panicking. And so I said to the guide, I said, well, what are we going to do? And he has this panic look on his face, like they didn't allot for enough water. So everybody's freaking out. We're like, what are we going to do? People are like, are we going to die? Like, it was really extreme. People were crying. What are we going to do? We don't have any water. So I start panicking, freaking out. I'm like, what are we going to do? I'm looking at the guide. They're sitting there talking to each other. They're trying to figure it out. And in that moment, I was just like, I don't know what's going to happen. All the negative thoughts. Are we going to die? I didn't know what was going to happen because I had never trekked. I never did this before. And so in that moment, I just decided, you know what? No, we ran out of water, but I'm not staying here. We got to keep going. So I say to the guide, I said, look, we got to keep going. We can't stay here. And if you go and come back, that's going to take who knows how long. So I just start telling everybody, look, we got to keep moving. We got to go. We can't stay here. And I was able to kind of rally everybody. We start going, we start walking. And it was about, I don't even know, 40 to 50 minutes into our trek, this lady pops up, this little Peruvian lady. She pops up in the middle of nowhere with two huge buckets of water, Gatorade, and all these drinks. And she was selling them. We saw this woman and we were just ecstatic. People were crying. She has water. She has Gatorade. She's popped up out of nowhere. Now, all throughout our trek, we were meeting people along the trails that would, you know, just pop up and have water and stuff. But sometimes, you know, we wouldn't see anybody for 3, 4, 5 hours. So it was about 40, 50 minutes into this trek. We see this woman. She pops up. We buy all the water and juice and everything from her, Gatorade. And then we go on to continue our trek. And then we eventually get to Machu Picchu, which is, you can see me here on the right. Now, I'm telling you this because that is an example of a setback being a comeback, right? We were panicking. We didn't know what to do. We ran out of water. Most of us had never trekked and hiked before. I started freaking out. We didn't know what we were going to do. And then something in me just said, look, this is a setback. We can figure this out. We got to keep moving. And because we kept moving, the answer came to us, the how. This little Peruvian lady just pops up. She was the solution to our problem, but we kept moving. And that's the same for many of us. Sometimes a setback is the end all for us. We don't keep moving. We stay stuck. We say, this is it. I'm never going to be able to. And you got to keep moving. You got to look at that setback. What is it going to teach you? How can you use that information to move forward? A setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback, as Dr. Willie Jolly says. Whoo! How was that? Listen, that we went heavy. We went heavy today, and I'm super excited about this topic. I believe that if you learn how to break through the limiting thoughts and negative beliefs, that's how you take your life to another level. When you assess where you are, why you think the way you think, why you believe what you believe, and dream bigger, start before you're ready, you'll start to achieve things that you never thought you could. And what'll happen is those limiting beliefs and those negative thoughts will start to diminish. You'll start to focus on what you want, why it's a must. You'll start to filter out all of the things that aren't going to help you to get there. And when those negative thoughts come up, you're going to shut them down. And you're going to keep going. And when those limiting beliefs try to say you're not good enough or you tried this before, you're going to say, thank you. But that's just information. from my old programming. This is new programming. This is new information. This is the new me. This is my new way of thinking. This is my growth mindset, not the fixed mindset. So how was this information for you? Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you have any comments. Definitely want to hear from you while I take this sip of water. I really believe that we are all capable of so much more. And I feel really strongly about that because I grew up in a very negative environment around a lot of negative people, around people who would physically and mentally harm you. And it took a lot of work for me to change my mindset. It took a lot of work for me to trust people. It took a lot of work for me to understand that I wasn't this stupid kid from low-income housing. It took a lot of work for me to stop beating myself up over being a university dropout. It took a lot of work for me to get through failed relationships. I had to do a lot of work on myself, and I had to break through a lot of limiting beliefs and negative thoughts to come out on the other side. And look, it's not, I'm not saying that we don't continue to work on these things. Of course I have limiting beliefs at times. Of course I have negative thoughts, but it's how long do you stay in that thinking? It's how long you stay there and how long it takes you for you to break through and get to the other side. That's what's important. Tracy said, very thankful. Thank you so much. Dr. Vibe said, the work never stops. That's it. That is it. And this is the other thing. We don't want to trick ourselves into thinking that we got life figured out. Nobody has life figured out. You may have some things in your life figured out, but even when you have it figured out, life will throw something at you. So we have to understand that resilience is made through challenging what we believe to be true, through shutting down negative thoughts, through surrounding ourselves with people who are going in the same direction we're going. And that's very important. I'm not around negative people. I don't spend a majority of my time with people who think limited. When you look at my circle of friends, they're all like positive, powerful people. They go get it. They don't stop. They're making a greater impact in the world. They challenge me. They challenge themselves. Those are the type of people I'm around. So because I'm around those type of people, I gotta go. I gotta be bold. I can't sit around and feel sorry that something didn't work out. I have to keep going. And so for some of you, you might not be around very positive, powerful people. That might be something that you have to do. You might have to find a community. And if you need a community, check out the Champion You community on Facebook. That is a community of people where we all just share and pour into each other and encourage each other and hold each other accountable. Check out the Grind and Gratitude Show podcast. We have like 188 episodes. I have really amazing guests. Some of them are in here right now. Jay Sell was on the podcast. Lovemore was on the podcast. So find a community, find people, even if it's just one person, find a coach, a mentor, follow somebody who pours into you, because so many of us are surrounded by negativity, negative people, maybe a poor environment that isn't conducive for us to grow. Make sure that you get around positive, powerful people. Marcia Stone, my mom's in the building. What's going on, mama? Catch, release negative thoughts. Absolutely, mom. You got to catch those thoughts and you got to let them go. And we all have them. But here's what's really interesting about that. Catch, release, replace. What's really interesting is, like everything else, when you first do it, it's going to be awkward. It's like, what? I don't understand. And the more you do it, the more it becomes second nature. The more, you know, maybe you have these negative thoughts for an hour or two, then it's 30 minutes, then it's 20 minutes, then it's a minute, then it's instant where you start to shut it down. And so putting these things into practice is so important. You can be a student all your life, that's great, but there's also times where you have to apply what you're learning. It's a powerful community, the Champion You community, filled with love and support. Absolutely. Listen, I want to share one thing really quickly with you all that's going to help you. Can I share this one thing? Can I share this one thing that I think is really going to help you? I've never done this thing before. I've never put this together before, but I just want to take, with your permission, I just want to share this one thing with you really quickly before we wrap up. Can I share this? Let me know in the chat if you want me to share this with you. This is something that I know will really help you to put this into practice. So if you want me to share it, say yes. If not, I won't. That's okay. I always like to ask permission. Tracy said yes. Dr. Vibe said yes. All right. I've never done this before. The first time that I actually released this was last week. So for a lot of you, I have this Champion U Academy. And Champion U Academy is courses, programs, things that I've developed over the years from all of my learning and my studying, from my own coaching, from getting coaching clients. I've developed courses and programs over the years. And I've never really done this before. I've never released this whole bundle. But last week I decided, you know what? I want to put together, I call it the super dope course bundle. I want to put together this super dope course bundle. So the super dope course bundle is, a lot of people over the years were saying, Coach Stone, you should really turn your book into a course. Like it's so good. Why don't you turn it into a course? So about a year and a half ago, I decided, or maybe a little bit longer, I decided I want to turn my course, my book into a course. So you have the Keys Now Drive course. And in this bundle, you get the course, you get the Winning Mindset bundle, which is 2 hours of audio that really teaches you how to shift your mindset, how to go from a growth mindset to a fixed mindset. You get the Expert Positioning bundle. So I know that there's some individuals in here who maybe are experts, or you know, you want to position yourself as the go-to expert in your field. You're going to get the Expert Positioning bundle, which is 2 hours of audio and coaching from myself and other great coaches. And you also get, forgot to put it here, you also get the Get It Done system. The Get It Done system is this system that I developed to help people get their goals done in a very fast and clear way. It's called the Get It Done system. I use this in my own life. I use it with my coaching clients. I use it with organizations, and they absolutely love it. So remember when I said it's about condensing the time that it takes to get your goals done? The Get It Done system helps you to look at your goals, your massive goals that you have, and condense it down into 90 days, 120 days, 6 months. So that is all a part of this bundle that I decided to put together. And that's what I wanted to do. So if you're interested, you can go to iamdannystone.com/course and you get this super dope course bundle. You get all five of these things. I just want to share this with you. Some of you may know Mr. Jamie Morgan Brown. He's an award-winning speaker. He's won speaking competitions. A few years ago, I met him on Clubhouse. He told this really amazing story on Clubhouse, and he just had people in tears. I reached out to him, and I said, look, man, you're a very powerful speaker. Long story short, we kind of became friends. And what Jamie said to me is like, look, I'm just too old. Nobody wants to hear me speak. I can't make this a career. And he just went on. So for some reason, this amazing speaker asked me to be his coach. I take Jamie on as a coach. I taught him a lot of the things that are in my You Have the Keys Now Drive coaching program about mindset, getting clear about your vision, getting focused on the right things, filtering out the wrong things, how to really set goals. We went through all of that. And about six to eight weeks later, Jamie calls me after we kind of go through this, all the coaching stuff. He calls me. He's like, guess what? I said, what? He said, I landed my first keynote speech. I said, what? That's amazing. No, his first high paid keynote speech. I said, what? It was his highest paid speaking gig ever, like four times what he ever got paid before, or five times what he ever got paid for. And he goes, yeah, it's in Angola. They're flying me first class to Angola to be the keynote speaker at this health conference. And I was like, yo, that's so amazing. And I was just so happy for him. And he's like, yo, thank you so much, man. That stuff that you taught me, it really works. He's like, you know, getting the vision and getting clear about who I am and what I want and, you know, the habits that you taught me. He's like, all of that paid off. So I love Jamie, man. If you definitely follow him and check him out, he is a phenomenal speaker. I actually just talked to him this morning and he told me that he just did two other high paid speaking gigs over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Another one of my coaching clients, Felipe, he's from Brazil. He was working as a customer service agent and he didn't even take my coaching program. He just would follow a lot of the things I was talking about in my book. I think he bought a copy of my book and he just started going through the book. And he was always interested in photography, but he just never had the confidence to take photos and show people his photos. And so he had this goal to kind of get his pictures out there to start his online photography business. And he'd been thinking about this for about 4 or 5 years. And so I just had this one conversation with him. We talked about, when are you going to start? I kind of gave him the overall framework with the get it done system, how to take a goal you've been struggling with for 5 years and get it done. And I think it was about 7 weeks later, he sends me his website and says, look, my website is up and running. I'm now selling my photos online. He was talking about transitioning out of his job and doing this full time. Now, I'm only telling you this because a lot of the things that I've been learning over the years and applying to my own life, I've been teaching to other people. And it's not just working for me, it's working for them as well. And so when I was thinking about all that, I said, look, man, let me just put this bundle together. Let me just give everybody all of these different tools and resources so they can use them to get started. The last person I want to tell you about, some of you might know this woman. This is Trudy. This is my wife. Some of you may or may not know the story, but she was an admin assistant for many, many years. And she was just tired of being an admin assistant. She's like, there's got to be more to life than just being an admin assistant. Not that there was anything wrong with it, but she was just tired and burnt out and she didn't want to do it. And I said, look, well, what do you want? And at the time, she didn't really know. And this is why it's so important to try different things in the start before you're ready. So at the time, we sat down and I said, look, what do you want to do? What are some things that you're interested in? I started walking her through the concepts that I have in the course. And she ended up becoming an event planner and she did that for a while. And she ended up launching her cupcake business where you create your own cupcake. And then she realized, you know what? This isn't my thing. And then she came across nutrition. And so we sat down and we said, okay, well, what does that look like? Okay. She took this culinary nutrition program and she started getting out there talking about nutrition. Then she started to extend herself. I said, well, you got to get out here and start speaking. So I taught her how to put together a speech and a talk and how to go live on camera. And all of these things she didn't want to do because she's an introvert. But I encouraged her and I taught her the tools and so on. And she went out there and she started speaking. Then she started getting on TV. She's done about more than 55 TV appearances now. She's an international speaker. She wrote her book. So now she has a book out there called Unbreakable. And I'm just proud of her because she was somebody who was just not into putting herself out there. She was introverted. And so all of the concepts and all of the things that I'm telling you with all of these people are in this course. You have the keys now, drive. It's all in there. I give you step-by-step videos. I give you worksheets so you can put it into practice right away. You get audios. It's a whole bundle. It's a lot. I've never done this before, but I decided that I wanted to do this. So the super dope course bundle, here's what you get. You get the You Have the Keys Now Drive course. That's valued at $497. You get this bonus of the Get It Done Productivity and Goal Achievement System. Put that there twice, spelling mistake. That's $297. That's the value of that. You get the winning mindset bundle. That's $97. You get the expert positioning bundle. That's $97. You get the You Have the Keys Now Drive digital copy of my book. That whole value is $1,003. And that's not inflated value. That's what I've sold all of these things for at one point in time. That's a real value. It's $1,003. But of course, I'm not going to sell it to you for that much. You get all of those things, all five of those things for $297. $297, you're getting $1,000 worth of value. That's about 70% off. And the only reason I'm doing this is because I just want to help people. If anybody on this call, anybody on this live right now, anybody who's watching the replay, if you've been following me for years, you know that I've been given a lot of value, especially over the last 4 or 5 years. I just want to help people. And what I realize is that one of the best ways that we can all help people is to use our skills and our knowledge and our experience to add value to people in return for them putting some skin in the game, for in terms of them committing to themselves. And one of the ways that you commit to yourself is you pay for stuff. I know for me, like, I love free stuff, but when I pay for it, I really take all the action that I need to take to get the value out of what I paid for. So it's $297. If you go to iamdannystone.com/course, that's it. That's what you get. You get the You Have the Keys Now Drive course, the Get It Done Productivity System, the Winning Mindset Bundle, the Expert Positioning Bundle for anybody who's an entrepreneur or thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, and a digital copy of my book. So that's what you get. Any questions about this? Any questions about anything that I talked about today? I'm really excited about all this. I'm excited because I know that there's people in here and people who are watching the replay that are going to take action. And I'm not even just talking about buying the course or the bundle. If you do that, that's great. But I know that there's going to be at least one person who is going to take action from today, and they're going to wake up and do something different tomorrow. And that's going to be the catalyst for change in their life and their family's lives. I know that. So that's just what I know. I've spoken to thousands of people. I've spoken to thousands of people on stages, virtually, my podcast, other people's podcasts. I've spoken to thousands of people. And it's the people who take action, even if they're not sure, they're the people that actually get the transformation. Like Jamie, like Trudy, like Felipe, like so many other of my clients, like myself. There have been so many times I've been skeptical and I'm like, I don't know if I should buy this coaching program or this course or whatever. I've been skeptical. And then I take it and I'm like, why didn't I do this? This supercharged my success. So that's why I put this together. So let's see here. My mom, Marcia Stone, said maybe jot down the negative thoughts and list some positive ones too. Absolutely. Tracy said, I can relate. Yep. And Jelly said, great price discount. Is this a limited time offer? Yes. We have this set until 72 hours, I believe it expires. So whenever 72 hours, we'll say Wednesday, probably on Sunday or Saturday or Sunday, it expires. So you have some time to think about it. And here's the thing. I'm offering this now, but I don't even know if I'm going to continue to do this, to be honest with you. Like, there's so much value in just the course alone. Put it this way. There's so many people who've bought the book from around the world who've messaged me saying, Coach Stone, you know, this book has helped me to achieve more confidence, to start my business, to better my relationship. That's just from the book. So I already know that there was so much value in the book itself. And then the course, I released the course, and there've been some people who've taken the course who said it just supercharged their success. So I know that there's a lot of value here. So I'm not going to keep it at $297 forever. And I'm not going to keep the bundle going forever either, you know? So I just wanted to do that because I don't know. I just felt like offering some value. Any other questions about any of the stuff that we talked about? One thing while you're coming up with your questions or your comments, I just want to say this. I want to commend every single person who's on this call and anybody who's watching this replay or listening to the replay on the podcast. I want to commend you because one, when you dedicate your time, right? When you commit to engaging in something like this, you're telling yourself that you're committed to change in your life. It doesn't even matter what I think. It's about what you think, what you're saying to yourself. And the fact that you're here and the fact that you're watching the replay should let you know that you want something more in your life, that you're thinking about how to get it, that you're committed, at least for this time that we spent together, to engaging in this conversation. So I just want to say that. And if you're watching the replay, leave a comment or a question and I'll definitely answer it. Any other questions or comments before we do this, before we shut down? I have one question for you while you're thinking of that. One, is Wednesdays a good day? Wednesday at 7 p.m. a good day to continue to go live? I think I'm going to continue to do this. So is Wednesdays at 7 p.m. a good time? If it is, let me know. If it's not, let me know a better time. But I'm considering doing this, I don't know, maybe once every 2 weeks, going live, teaching you what I'm learning, bringing on amazing guests live. I'm thinking about continuing to do this. So let me know first if you want me to do this. And if you do, you know, is Wednesdays at 7 p.m. a good time for you? So let me know. So if so, I'll continue to do this. Honestly, I really like this. It forces me to dig into my own learning. It forces me to dig into my own limiting beliefs. It forces me to get clear about what I want to do in the world. It forces me to get clear about this information so I can deliver it in a clear, concise way. So I love it, you know? Okay. It looks like 7 p.m. is a good time. Awesome. Okay, that's cool. And Wednesdays. Okay, it looks like we'll keep doing this. Again, everybody, any final questions before we wrap up? Again, about this super dope course bundle. I don't know why I named it that. I just do stuff like that. The super dope course bundle, value of $1,003. That's real value. That's not like inflated. Oh, mark up the price and bring it down. This is what I've sold all this stuff for at one point. You get it for $297 today. I think we run it for another 72 hours. And then I don't know if I'll do it again in the future. If I do, it'll be later on. Dr. Vibe, good to see you. Thanks for being here, brother. Great conversation. Yes, everybody. So another minute before we shut down. Any final questions? J-Cell, love seeing you here. Can't wait to connect with you again. This is it. I feel I'm really excited about 2024 because we have a lot of runway to get so much more done. We have a lot of runway to get more done this year. And as I said, 90 days, you're like, let me explain this one thing before we leave. There's a reason why corporations, right? Corporations have quarterly reports. Quarterly reports are reports that large publicly traded companies have every 90 days. So every 90 days, they have progress reports. And so I see the power of that because if you incorporate that into your life and you stay focused and you take massive action, 90 days could be life-changing for you. So I just wanted to say that. That's why that's really important. Dr. Vibe said, right back at you. And Mrs. Trudy, Tracy said, thank you so much. Always make your future bigger than your past. 1,000%. All right, everybody. That is it. I'm talked out. Been almost going for about an hour and 50 minutes. Thank you all so much for being here live and watching the replay. This has been the Grind and Gratitude Show live. I am Danny Stone, also known as Coach Stone, is in the building. I am your breakthrough and emotional intelligence coach, helping you to break through what's holding you back so you can unleash your inner champion. That's it, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I'll catch you next week. Take care. Thanks so much for being my co-host on this episode of the Grind and Gratitude Show. I really appreciate you. I hope that you learned something and you're motivated to take action and get on your grind. Didn't that go by fast? If you want more, head over to grindandgratitude.com for show notes and more information about this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a rating so more people will tune in. And let me say this, There's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it.